3 KXCI Tucson, your community radio, and one fantastic member of the community is Pablo. He's going to be playing live in Studio 2A right now. Here's Pablo.
Good evening, Tucson. My first song that I'm going to sing, or should I say perform, is an instrumental called Lament on Our Corner. And this song is dedicated to the victims of the January 8th. And what I want to do with this song is release a CD, a two-song CD, and get in contact with the organizations that they will. I'm donating my song so they could promote it, and the proceeds will go to the families. This is called Lament on Our Corner. This next song that I'm going to be playing is called Hanging on a Limb. And it's actually singing about the way our economy is and bringing the awareness of networking in your local town, supporting local businesses. Here we go. Thank you.
are knocking at the door, they just can't wait, and the mortgage was due yesterday. Food in the refrigerator's running low, have a quarter of a tank, must drive slow, and many people are forced to put their heat low. Limb. We need to thread this together. We're hanging on a limb. The economy brought bad weather, and we need to blow away the cloud forever. There's a lot of network on your street, at the market, at the park, where people meet. We need to write this together, and I'm telling you, my friend, meet your neighbor. Many people live in denial, thinking it won't happen to them. And I don't wish you the worst, but some people open up a statement indicating that their home sweet home has been out for closure. We're hanging on a limb. We need to thread this together. We're hanging on a limb. The economy brought bad weather, and I'm telling you, my friend, meet your neighbor. Meet your neighbor. La 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 la. So meet your neighbor, especially if you have a garden. That's a good way of starting to people coming and checking out your garden. This next song is called Awareness, and that's going to be the title of my upcoming CD. And it's really talking about peer pressure, how peer pressure doesn't just happen during your middle school and high school days. It goes on till you're old, and trying to break the barrier of peer pressure. In the light of awareness, can your habits fall astray? Are your habits holding you back to the same mindless way? But you keep struggling on, not hearing the broken rhythm of a song long gone. Hurt your brother, forget the lame. Unconscious habits leave you asleep and insane. Break the barrier, break the cycle, break the silence, break the barrier of peer pressure with awareness, with awareness. Step on the path of awareness. It will bring the light of day. Forget the need to be accepted, 'cause you're moving on to carve a new way. Purpose pulls us forward to the front lines, we don't hesitate. Attention draws us near. Dismantle the shadows of peer pressure. Step up to the plate with awareness. Awareness, awareness. Awareness, awareness. Awareness, awareness. Awareness.
This is 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2. I am Dr. Dan. I'm here with Pablo. Welcome.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you for having me here.
I'm really enjoying your music. Tell me more how you got started singing and playing in Tucson.
Well, first of all, I grew up in Nogales and just learned how to play guitar. And I've always been wanting to be a songwriter. And then here in Tucson, when I came to Tucson, I started doing a lot of the clubs on the south side at the casino with an orchestra. And then I just decided to go solo. I just felt that I could avoid the drama that every group has. And so when I perform, then I have my friends that join in with me. But then I've just gotten involved with a humanitarian work, so that's another story to tell.
So you started out playing at the casino, way back when. Well,
in the 90s, I started playing at El Casino Ballroom, even before
El Casino Ballroom. Uh-huh.
Yes, before they actually fixed the roof. We were playing at the Latin American Club, and I played there for 5 years with pretty heavy duty musicians.
Uh-huh.
And it was like learn how to sink or swim.
At that time, were you playing songs with your message of peace, love, understanding? At that time, or were you more dance music? And
it was more dance music. It was more listening. We're the background. Playing private parties and weddings, and I've been a humanitarian and activist for almost 7 years now. And in 2006, I made a commitment in front of a Humane Borders anniversary that I was going to release a CD based on border. I only had two songs, three quarters of the way. It took me 5 years to have the CD finished. I said, what did I get myself into? But it was in good humor. And I just was overwhelmed that I ended up with 18 songs on the CD, 16 are border.
And what's the name of that CD?
It's called Traveling Souls. And I got involved with every group, Samaritans, Nomás Muertes, in order to get it under my skin and going a lot of trips to the patrolling in the desert, looking for migrants who are in need, and then also with Humane Borders putting water.
Have you ever been on a trip where you found someone who was in need?
Yes. But not in need to where we had to call the Border Patrol or call the emergency. It's just water and food. But there's a story of other friends that have encountered migrants where they have needed serious help.
Absolutely. If someone wants to get a hold of your CD, how would they do that?
well, at this moment, how shall I do this? Let's see. I guess it would be having to go on Facebook would be one, to get in contact with Facebook. And then also I've been collaborating with the Suzy Dance Company, collaborating with the dancers, and also collaborating with my girlfriend, Nanette Robinson, who is the co-founder of Suzy. And I've been involved in some of the Solstice shows. And we had a border show last May. And we're also having a Beatles show in May, in this coming May.
So if they go on Facebook and they want to find your music, how would they find it specifically?
Well, Facebook or YouTube is where I have some of my CDs.
Would they look up Pablo?
Pablo Peregrina.
Okay, Peregrina. How do you spell Peregrina?
Like the Peregrine Falcon, Peregrina.
Okay.
And it means pilgrim, by the way. Just happens.
Okay. So they could do a search for Pablo Peregrina, or they could come to one of your live shows. When is your next show?
The next show is going to be Tucson Folk Festival. It'll be April.
Tucson Folk Festival.
Yes.
People will know that's going to be certainly Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. And I'm on Sunday.
Okay.
And I'll be at the Grand Plaza, the main stage.
Oh, that's wonderful.
At 3 o'clock. And I believe that they have a open. You guys broadcast that live.
We do. We broadcast it live. There's about an hour delay.
Exactly.
Because we create and we burn the CD, and then someone gets on their bicycle and rides it over to the station and puts it into the CD player.
The Pony Express.
So it's not exactly live, but it's pretty close.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be my third appearance at the stage. I've been playing there for 6 years now. And my first performance was at the main stage.
For the Folk Festival?
For the Folk Festival. And then in May, May the 14th, we're having our Beatles show at the Suzy Dance Company. And there's quite a bit of live performers, local performers that are going, that are collaborating with the dancers. And it's going to be great. It's going to be a five show. It's going to be Friday. And then Saturday, there's a matinee and an evening show. And then Sunday, a matinee and an evening show.
If someone wants to look up Suzy Dance Company, how do you spell
Suzy? Suzy would be Z-U-Z-I.
Perfect. Okay.
Dot. Suzy.org. SuzyMoveIt.org. I'm sorry. SuzyMoveIt.org.
Okay. Very good. Very good. So I think that gives people enough information to be able to look you up online. And you've given information that you're going to be at the Tucson Folk Festival. That'll be on the Sunday of the Tucson Folk Festival. And, of course, there's the show, the Beatles show.
It's called Come Together.
Come Together. And so will you be playing Beatles songs?
We'll be playing Beatles songs. There's there's probably eight musicians that we're all have taken to decide what songs are we going to be performing.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun.
And it's going to be trapeze. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, we have more time to chat, but we're going to do so after you play a few more songs, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and listen to a few more songs. And I am Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI. I'm here with Pablo.
Okay, this next song is called Ramona. It's a local, singing about the local streets here in town. She had her cafe on 4th Avenue. She walked away. For a moment, time stood still. Is she a dream or is she for real? There goes Ramona riding
the motorists on their cell phones stop texting when Ramona passes by. She's right around the corner from Epic, teaching dance to Freedom School at the historic Y. There goes Ramona, riding on her Harley again. Oh la la la, hey there Ramona, you're driving me insane. You're a maker and a shaker, you get many, many, many things done. Oh la la la, hey there Ramona, on a water run. Ramona, you stole my home. I can feel the gentle touch of her hand as she revs that Harley engine, makes my heart hum. Ooh la la, Ramona, won't you take me for a spin? Take me around the corner or perhaps the highway. Odometer's running high, take me higher than the sky. Take me away, higher than I've never been before. Ooh la la la, hey there Ramona, let's reduce the many, many miles between us. Watch our long shadows on the highway, ash fall into the sunset, you and me. Ooh la la la, hey there Ramona. Ooh la la la, hey there Ramona. Ooh la la la, hey there Ramona. Take me away. Hey! This next song is called Wheelchair, Bubba's Song. And my friend Bubba is a conga player, a very respected musician who has played with a lot of Latin bands and has hit the big time playing with heavyweights in Miami. And this song is called Wheelchair in awareness of how sometimes people don't know how to interact with people who are handicapped, and how they're not used to looking down when, you know, just because we all take it for granted that everybody stands. And so it's always bringing the awareness of people who are left in nursing homes. And, you know, we're all headed that way. So it's called Wheelchair. The shadows of the eyes that don't look down and acknowledge a human on a wheelchair. Many reasons, yes, it's true, but put yourself in the shoes of a loved one. Then you'll know their world from below. Feel compassion, let it grow. Smile, they laugh, they hurt and cry. Life in a wheelchair, it's not an open sky. The sun goes up, the sun comes down. Many nursing homes did you cross through town. Your visits are high, your visits are low. Feel compassion, let it grow. Raise the awareness, let it grow. If you know what I mean, if you know what I mean. Outside the window, can't see out the window. I can hear the city waking up for me. It's just another day. How I wish, oh, how I wish that the footsteps on the sidewalk would come visit here where I lay. We've been forgotten, the young and the old. At one time we were out there making noise. My story has been told. For the young, for the old, feel compassion, let it grow. For the young, for the old, feel compassion, let it grow. Raise the awareness, let it grow. Raise the awareness, let it grow.
This song, Wheelchair, Ramona, Hanging on a Limb, Lament, Awareness are the new songs that are going to be on my CD. And this next song is called Joseline, which is a border song. It's a story about a 14-year-old Salvadoran girl that was living in Salvador. Her parents were in the States. And she was taking care of a younger brother. I think he was like nine. Is nine. And so the parents saved money for Joseline to start this trip of crossing the desert to cross the desert and reunite with her parents. Unfortunately, she didn't make it not too far into the United States. And she kissed her brother and said, I'll be okay. Just go. I'll see you soon. This little girl touched the hearts of all of us. And sometimes I get emotional singing this song because it's very strong. So this song is called Joseline. And here we go. In the tropical country of El Salvador, a journey is about to begin. Crossing three man-made borders, another world of young girls never seen before. Music.
Celine, where are you? You didn't come out to play. Your childhood rushed right past you, your parents so far away. You were a girl with a dream of life, wishing upon a shooting star. Missing your mother and kissing your baby brother goodbye. Joseline, you traveled so far. The desert can be brutal, it can be cold. And the story of Joseline has been told. How did you steal the hunger, loneliness, and wretched pain? Praying to the heavens above you till the hope of rescue came. Stay quiet any longer. Keep your name and memory alive. Sing for those who crossed and made it, and for those who did not survive.
In the 91.3 KXCI Tucson, live in Studio Two-Way. This is Locals Only. I'm Dr. Dan. I'm here with Pablo. Thank you so much. Yes, that was a powerful song.
Yeah, it's a powerful song. And when I go on water runs, there's churches that come, interns, people that come from all over the country, and we you know, they follow us in their vans, depending on which routes we take, because some of these routes are not easy for these vans to go. But on the way back, I always play my border songs coming back. And sometimes they request me playing some of the border songs at the water stations out there. So it makes the water run more full. And from my CD that I released last January, I have been fortunate to travel twice to the Midwest, to Vancouver, to San Antonio for border conferences. And my CD is, I think I've probably sold over 850 CDs, bringing the awareness. And my price is reasonable. And to me, again, is raising the awareness of what's happening.
And for those who have may just tuned in, we talked about you're going to be playing at the Tucson Folk Festival.
Yes.
That's going to be on the Sunday of the Folk Festival.
Yes, at 3 o'clock.
And you'll be playing also in the middle of May. Was it May
14th?
14th,
yes.
Yeah.
14th through the 16th. And with the Susie Dance Company.
And people can find more information online. They could look up Susie Dance Company here in Tucson. And, of course, they can look up your music by your full name, Pablo Peregrina.
Peregrina.
Yeah. I just wanted to talk with you a little bit more about, you know, you said that you started music down in Nogales. Did you grow up in Nogales and started playing guitar there?
I grew up in the borderlands. And at the age of 9, I my brother had a band, and I started playing a right-handed guitar upside down. I'm a lefty. And so I had all my, at the age of 14, my brother restrung the guitar, so I had to start all over. So every so often I twitch, you know, because of the transition. I'm just kidding. But I grew up learning bicultural, you know, Mexican music, rock, country, and pretty well the cha-cha-chas, the mambos. And then, but the first time I got my guitar, I said to myself, I'm going to do something. I want to be a writer. I want to write. That's what I wanted to do before I even started playing covers. And I tortured my family. I felt like a refugee going from one room to the other. I mean, you know, somebody's trying to play a trumpet at the beginning, you know how that is, or if somebody's playing violin. But I just never gave it up.
You have a very strong voice.
Yes.
I notice when you're playing, you often have to pull way back from the microphone.
Right, yeah.
And I've learned that. Direct your voice in a different direction from the microphone.
Yes. And my parents were not musicians. I just loved to sing. When I was in elementary school, I liked to walk by myself because I could sing a whole Beatle album going from my house to the school. And when I had people coming, you know, kids that would walk with me, I said, okay, I'll sing another time. But all that I sing is, I haven't been musically trained. It's just listening and mimicking female singers too, because I've learned to do some falsettos and so, yeah. And the mariachi also, you know, that, you know, you really got a good pair of lungs.
So what specifically was it that brought you into singing songs about the border and border issues?
In 2005, Cactus Kathy, who was here, she was a disc jockey here. I was a very good network person. I used to play at Bentley's. That's where I started as a soloist, open mics. And she asked me if I wanted to perform for Humane Borders for their anniversary. I didn't know who Humane Borders, what Humane Borders was about. And when I was there, they have a display, and I call it, this is my shrine. They have a display where there's a bicycle, a baby stroller, baby shoes. It's stuff that they pick up from the desert. I had no idea that children were involved. When I was a kid, in Nogales, people just jumped the fence. They moved on north, or they worked on the U.S. side and then walked back to Mexico. But I had no idea that kids were involved. And as soon as I saw that, Dan, I said, I'm going to write a song about this. And I wrote a song called Water's My Religion. And then from there, it evolved to, I just wanted to go to the desert a lot. And I'm a self-employed tile artisan, and I started doing service calls and did away with workers, but I made sure that my workers, they had work before I decided to make a change. So I had more time to be out in the desert, and then service calls would be just a one-man job to go do. But I really, really went. I really went into going to the meetings, participating in the marches. And my belief is I don't believe people should die. It's no picnic for people to cross. People think that just because we put water stations that we're encouraging, people are going to come no matter what. And migration has been all over the world. And it's not going to stop, you know. And to me, is just trying to save lives.
You spoke a little bit about this, but can you talk more about the contrast between how it was when you were a kid growing up in Nogales, and where it seems like the border was a little bit more, people came and went a little bit easier, how, in contrast with what you find today?
Well, back then, it was just, I thought they were all men, all just the wetbacks or the illegals. We'd see them crossing the street. We knew that they were undocumented. We just had nothing. To us, it was just something you grew up with. And when I left Nogales after I graduated, and I'd hear on the radio here in Tucson about migrants that had been abandoned and that had dehydrated and they died, and it just still didn't. It was just something that I just never really thought about it as deep as once it was right in front of my face. And when you have a diary, a picture of people in a piñata, you know, the people that are coming over here, and they bring, you know, pictures of their loved ones, and I really just went into it big time. And it took a lot of nerve to step up to the plate and start singing these songs, because I had a lot of followers at coffee shops. When I started doing my border stuff, you know, I started seeing the you know, not the amount of people that I used to have as an audience. And then later on, I found out through the years that there's people, and that's why I wrote the song about peer pressure, how there's people who sympathize for what's happening, but they will not step up to the plate and share that with their friends or their mom or relatives, because they will be looked down. So I always humor it that, you know, people can have this big old speed bump because everything is being shoved underneath the mat. And so to me, it's just bringing the awareness and singing what I feel. I've been told that when I sing, there's a cry of hurt. And I guess my cry of hurt is they didn't walk the desert, but I had my share of being discriminated, being fit, you know, having to fit in, learning English, being humiliated. But I thank those people because it has made me more calloused. And when I sing is what I feel. And I forgive people for what they've done. But, you know, it's put me in a different mental state of mind. I really sing with a cry if I need to. If I feel the song, that's what it needs. And on my CD, I have track 4, it's called In Our Backyard, and it's a reenactment of footsteps of migrants out there. And then you hear this helicopter coming at you, and then you have the border patrol and the scanner. And when I was on a patrol, you know, we saw the helicopter hovering, and we turned on the scanner, and that's where I started getting that idea of bringing the desert to the living rooms people's vehicles. And then with Nanette and the Susie Dance Company, last May we had a show called Crossing Boundaries, and Nanette choreographed 4 of my songs and brought more awareness. And then Debbie McCullough, who is a Samaritan who collects things that are left behind, and she turns it into art. So she had a display. And then Jody Ibsen had she makes these blankets that are made out of clothing that's left behind in the desert.
We still have time for some more songs. We need to end
sure.
at about 10 o'clock, no later than 10 o'clock. But let's go ahead and end up this time together here in Studio 2A with probably, I'm thinking we have time for two or three more songs.
Sure.
I'd like to thank you so much, Pablo, for coming in.
Thank you.
And allow you to go out singing.
Thank you.
Up until 10 o'clock.
This next song is called Guacamole, and I was asked to Michael Hyatt, who organized this compilation of Food is Good for the Tucson Community Food Bank. So I wrote my song about guacamole. And guacamole is a subliminal border song. Walk, guacamole, walk, walk, or corre, or run. De aquí al otro lado, we're all the same. From here to the other side, we're all the same. Singing about how spices with no borders, how well they mix. And it's very educational, too, because avocado is considered the fruit of all, the chocolate of all fruits, and it has more potassium than bananas can produce. So.
Walk, walk, guacamole. Walk, 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 corre. De aquí al otro lado, en la frontera todo es igual. El sábado por la noche, guacamole se va a presentar. Con su especia sin fronteras, ay, qué lindo se van a mezclar. El ambiente está muy rico, con su música para disfrutar. Tocando con mi guitarra y guacamole para botanear. Guac, guac, guacamole, guac, guac, guaco, corre. De aquí al otro lado, en la frontera todo es igual. Guac, guac, guacamole, guac, guac, guaco, corre. De aquí al otro lado, en la frontera todo es igual. Chopped cilantro and green onions, a spicy pepper for a tasty bite, and the crunch of corn tortillas fill the air on this wonderful night. My guitarra is sounding louder, and there's nothing to hold me back. Dipping on guacamole, making it your favorite snack. Guac, guac, guacamole, guac, guac, guaco, corre. De aquí al otro lado, en la frontera todo es igual. Guac, guac, guacamole, guac, guac, guaco, corre. De aquí al otro lado, en la frontera todo es igual. It is the chocolate of a fruit. It has more potassium than bananas can produce. Avocado is the way to go. Oh, 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 oh. Hey. Hey. Walk, 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 amole. Corre, de aquí al otro lado, en la frontera todo es igual.
Guacamole. This next song is a border song. It's called Run, Run, Run. And the message on this song is not because one crosses the border means that you have it made. You have to deal with a coyote, the boss that might discriminate you. The deportation. So it's called The Man of Many Faces. Thank you.
get away from the borderland. Run, run, run as fast as you can. Hop on over to the promised land. But beware of el hombre with many faces. So much for all of you tuning in to KXCI, Real Radio, Real People.
Thank you so much, Pablo. We really appreciate it. Live in studio, two-way.
Gracias.